this is a crucial stage. When Andrew Mitchell and I met in 2012 on the occasion of his Peter Kent lecture, the society was beginning to feel its way on policy. And you may imagine there was resistance. It was unfamiliar, and there were expectations amongst some on council that we would meet with a lot of resistance. In the event, I think over the years there's been relief in the society that the society is leading the way amongst global geological societies in taking considered positions. And we have defensible positions because we have the house rule, the society rule, that if a fellow you don't know what you're talking about, you shut up. I think it's more elegantly phrased in the bylaws, but that's the sense of it. And that's the way the policy's been devised. Which leads me to the one point I'd like to make, if I may, Mike, which is just how central geology is to this whole carbon issue in two ways. First of all, we geologists understand the carbon cycle on this planet, the various carbon cycle and cycles and the behavior of carbon and carbon dioxide and methane on this planet through full cycles. And we understand it not from computer models, but from observational science. So if there are those, like the President of Brazil and the President of the United States, who still lack conviction on climate change, they can be scientifically isolated to the point that they appear to believe that the Earth is flat if one uses geology. And I'm delighted that this meeting is based on that premise and the geological case for concern about climate change, for example, is becoming firmer and firmer. And the other point is the point which you, Mike, and your colleagues are addressing in this meeting, which is this wonderful, practical, applied side of geology. And if you look around this room, you couldn't tell from appearance or behavior who here was an academic, who worked with a survey, who was in industry, who was in government. They're unified by an interest in geology. And it's a great quality of the Contemporary Geological Society that it has this genuine integration of intellectual and practical effort. I congratulate all of you and thank you very much for your invitation to be here this afternoon. I very much look forward to hearing some of the discussion.